WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Pope Francis still hospitalized, but he has met with the Vatican Secretary of State on future canonization ceremonies for potential saints. ABC's Marcus Moore has the latest from Rome.
Vatican sources also tell ABC News that Pope Francis remains in good humor and that he's not in pain. The faithful are expected to gather for him again for a special prayer service tonight here at the Vatican.
The Pope has been diagnosed with double pneumonia. More federal workers being let go in Washington. The Trump administration pushing forward with the cuts. The Department of Veterans Affairs forced to lay off 1,400 probationary employees overnight. There's also confusion about whether or not government workers should be responding to the email that came from Elon Musk's Doge asking them to send a list of their job duties or risk being fired. Acting IRS Commissioner Doug O'Donnell will announce that he is stepping down as soon as this week, according to sources. He's said to be distressed about the chaos. This is ABC News.
Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. It was a record-setting warm day yesterday, or at least a record-tying warm day. The temperature in Green Bay hit 53 Monday, tying the record set in 1930. With the warmer weather, meteorologist Brittany Merlot says we need to be ready for some possible flooding.
The frost depth matters when it comes to snowmelt and rain arriving. And this season, it's considered normal to above normal. This is from the frequent cold snaps that we've had throughout the winter. And frost depths currently range from 15 inches to as deep as 38 inches, which is much more than we observed this time last year. The deeper frost depth, the more runoff and flooding possible, because the frozen ground will not allow water to readily pass through the surface and be absorbed. And this is one of the primary factors why floods happen during this time of year.
Two dairy organizations are suing Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call. The Wisconsin Dairy Alliance and the Venture Dairy Cooperative are challenging the AG's decision to outsource Department of Justice environmental litigation work. Kim Bremer is the executive director of Venture Dairy Co-op. She said Call has taken money from New York University State Energy and Environmental Impact Center and has used that money to hire a special assistant attorney general who's in charge of environmental litigation. Bremer says the privately funded center has a track record of advocating for policies that are harmful to farmers. She says the cooperative's members, many of which are large dairies, wanted to proceed with the lawsuit. In a statement from his office, Call said, with the harm pollution causes many Wisconsin communities, better resourcing of enforcement for state environmental laws shouldn't be controversial. The lawsuit was filed Thursday in Calumet County Court. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers at home tonight against the Washington Huskies. Wisconsin now ranked 12th in the AP Top 25. The Bucks are in Houston taking on the Rockets. Packers GM Brian Gutekunst and his staff here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. Over 300 top college players working out for teams getting ready for the draft in April. The Brewers in Arizona, where pitcher Adner Uribe, who once threw a pitch over 103 miles an hour, believed to be the best in franchise history, has not only been working on his fastball, but his English as well.
How did you study?
I studied like with the teacher, but then I felt sitting, I can't feel asleep because I'm not that guy to be sitting all day taking class, you know.
Uribe, who's from the Dominican Republic, says he wants to be able to speak with the fans, especially the kids.
If I don't speak English, I don't have like something to say to the kid, you know what I mean? So I have to speak in English.
That's Brewers pitcher Adner Uribe with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 43. Chance of snow or rain tonight, a low of 32. Could see some patchy fog as well. For Wednesday, rain and snow likely, highs in the low 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 41, and 40 on your Friday.
Right now, 35.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we go overtime with Maggie Dawn, and Harvey K has a toast to Thomas Paine. Plus, how are federal layoffs impacting the great state of Wisconsin? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three of Mino and the Mayor here at 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 and 96.5 WISS, and of course the Civic Media app, along with 1590 AM and 1100 AM, which is technically worldwide. Todd, we haven't heard from our people in Finland lately.
No, nothing from overseas.
What's going on with that?
Might be the atmosphere. There's certain times of the year that stuff travels faster and
sun
better.
Gets tilted, and that throws everything off.
Sun doesn't tilt, John. We talked about that yesterday. Yeah,
that used to be a big deal. No, let me just say this. That used to actually be a big factor in radio.
Oh, sure. The sun. Absolutely. Yes. There's certain times of the year.
Sunspots.
Sunspots, correct.
And it would throw off this signal. No, in radio. They would throw off this radio signals because it's when, okay, the earth tilted or sun tilted, whatever. But there was something where the sunspots would come into our atmosphere and it'd screw up radio signals. Isn't that the truth, Todd?
It is.
When I started in cellular back in 89, 90, the signal, people would complain, you know, signal was the big thing, but so much better in the winter because there weren't any leaves on the trees.
Whereas, oh, really?
Yeah. Totally. Kind of like your, you know.
I'm thinking about a radio story with leaves on the trees and birds.
Do I know this one? No, I don't think so.
I'm trying to relate to your sun story.
Okay, yeah, but
mine's
it's
a little bit more believable, but it's
No,
it really does.
Talk to radio engineers.
Especially with satellite is where they're the big. My situation was we had a tower, okay? Because you have to get the signal from the studio to where the tower is. So you have to have a tower or something like that to broadcast the signal from where you are to the actual tower, okay? I was doing the morning show, and every day about 8:20, the signal would go out. It would start getting scratchy, and then it would just go. And they couldn't figure out what it was. Well, one morning I went out just to see if I could. There were birds sitting on the dish.
Really?
So if I pounded on the pole, they would scatter, and then we'd go back on the
air. Wow. Yeah. I mean, those are the kind of things that would throw off radio. Back. I remember one time, my first live shot I ever had to do with 101, and it was at Fox City Stadium. And I never set it up, and it was an archaic. We had a lot of money over there, but they kept equipment till it was just,
and actually hand-built stuff they could have purchased.
We had the greatest engineer in the world. Our buddy Timmy Lays was just incredible. Patched things together like you can't believe. So the live setup was this piece of plywood that was all falling apart and was just rotted. And you'd have to put that down, and then you'd have to back the van, the rear tires on it, to hold it in place. You'd have to back up, hold it in place. Then you'd have to put up this big antenna that each part was separate. Have to use these big cotter pins to try to make it work, to put it together.
Yeah.
It was miserable work.
You had to lift that up. And once you had that pinned in place, if it was windy out, that thing would just sway
like
back
you can't
and
believe.
Forth. It was like you're on a ship.
So signals all over the place. Yeah. It was terrible. But anyway, so I'm there doing my first thing, and the guy calls me. He goes, "You ready, John?" I go, "Yep." He goes, "And now, John, Hey, we're down here at Fox City Stadium. Then all of a sudden I hear music playing again. So he calls me and says, what went wrong? I go, I don't know. I got everything worked out because we don't see your signal. So he said, we're going to send. So I think it was Dan Stone, Dan the man.
Sure.
They had to send him down all the way to Appleton to see what was wrong. Well, okay. So the technical aspect is your antenna is supposed to be aimed up on Scrays Hill to hit your huge antenna. It's up there 8,000 feet or whatever. You know, it's great. Can't miss it. Except for the fact I was thinking we were going off a satellite. So I had the antenna pointed straight up at the sky.
Oh, Lord.
Thinking I was hitting a satellite.
So, all right. That's come funny. A long way, John.
Has he, though?
I'm trying to be nice.
I'm pretty sure if he were in the same situation today.
Satellite, yeah.
I thought I was hitting a satellite. I didn't know the technical part of radio yet.
I told you, though, how radio, the behind the scenes, I think people think you're in this really nice office, this really nice, and some of the production for radio and TV, too, I want to say.
Oh, and they pull back the curtain?
Right. Yeah. It's like, I told you when I was living out west and just these game shows, Johnny Carson, all that. It's like, this is pretty budget. And you think, you see it on TV, you think, oh, these guys are making.
Well, but that's why even the guys we had in here yesterday from the, our brothers.
Yep. Brothers Helping Brothers.
Brothers Helping Brothers. Yep. They were like, man, is this place fantastic?
Yeah.
What a beautiful office. What a beautiful studio. What a beautiful facility.
Yeah. Yeah, this is. But I'm just saying that some of them weren't or aren't.
No, but it's the thing is, though, too, I will say this. You'd be surprised. Like I was talking, our old engineer, Timmy Lays. If you've got that one guy or woman, whoever you need, who really can just duct tape it, do whatever, they can make what looks from, you know, when you walk it, they can make that sound so good. It's incredible. Right. Yeah. Those people have serious talent.
Yeah. But when they don't show up, it's like, they go, look out.
No, yeah, but it's radio has come so far over the years. Like, we've talked about this, and not to get into the history of radio or anything, but I would love to go back, 50 years even. I love pictures of the old radio stations. That was like a prestigious job.
The mics look cool. Everything about it looked cool. Yeah, that's true. That black and white.
Even in the movie I saw the other night, you know, the green and gold movie.
Yeah.
And Charlie Behrens plays the part of a DJ at WDOR from, you know, Door County.
Yeah.
Then they got the old fashioned mic and the old signs that would say on air and all the
right.
There was something, for lack of a better, romantic about radio in those days.
And back then they would wear suits,
yes, right?
But they'd all be smoking cigarettes while they're queuing up their records.
Absolutely. 100%. And, you know, I'd still like to find, because when I was in high school, I went to a radio class hosted by a guy that owned a radio station up there in Ishpeming. And I remember he gave a big list. If you're getting into radio, here's the do and don'ts. And one of the things was always a white shirt to work and a dark tie. And
it's
like, don't be flamboyant, blah, blah, blah. And another thing was, you had to sign a paper, okay? In order to take that class, you had to sign off that you would never use profanity again while you were in the radio.
Wow. Nothing wrong with that, but wow.
It was because it's like, because if you're using regular life, that could slip. And that could cost me my station. And when you think about that,
because
the FCC used to be really, really tough. And that could literally almost happen. They could get come down on really hard.
And that guy was making a good point, because when you get under a little bit of pressure, you go back to your natural instincts. And if you're a sailor swear and or not, actually, that's pretty interesting to say, look, from now on, you don't use that language when you're out of the studio, because then there's a really good chance you're not going to use it.
We had a form, I think, basically saying then if we did, that he would have something legally to show that. Well, we warned him. He vowed he wouldn't. Right. We have this on paper.
Send him the bill.
To use that for the FCC.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it was a really strict thing to get into radio back in those days.
We got to ask. So, this weekend, Chris, you and I were busy with the dog show and the Wheel of
Price
Fortune.
Price is Right.
Todd went to that convention.
You keep thinking about the big wheel we use for
I
that.
Do. No. Todd went to the convention at Lambeau.
By the way, let me just say one thing. We haven't talked about that too much. Talked about the dog show a bunch, or the rescue. We haven't talked about the Price is Right too much, about the guys in Two Rivers.
Oh, that was
guys,
great.
The work they put into that thing is incredible, isn't it?
It is, and it is, I don't want to say it's Two Rivers, but it's Two Rivers. It's just roll up your sleeves. even the items that he had out there, you know, a box of raisins. And
did I leave that?
He said, we,
thanks.
He said, well, I just brought it from home.
I know. They like, made all the stuff.
They made everything.
I go, what company makes this stuff? Yeah. They're like, what? I said, well, the big wheel, the thing. Well, we did. I said, what about the plank? Yeah, we did.
We did make that.
And it's like, who did? Oh, we did it in our garages. It's like,
Everything about it was just.
Yeah.
You could just tell that.
Very organic.
Nobody, right? Nobody was making any money except
None.
The foundation for
yep.
athletes.
Yep.
Which
is awesome.
And is the other thing I like about Two Rivers is that, you know, his brother and then so and so's wife is
where
she's working.
Next to some, exactly. That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But it was a really fun game, and we hope to do it here for the shelter.
And I think we will. I went with a couple of people from the shelter, Terry Ruffsgaard and Chris Olson, who work there and actually run the place.
I thought you ran the place.
Well, no.
Wow.
Not at all. Mm. But when you do fundraisers, it's nice when they're fun. You know, everybody does the baskets in the auction.
Yep.
You've done a million of those things.
Billion.
Meat raffles are fun. But to get
Well, you know what's cool about meat raffles? They move fast.
Yeah, that's true.
They move really fast.
Yeah. Well, this Price is Right.
Pick up your pork chops. Okay, here's our next one. People are still the paddles. Get them. Any left? Okay, let's spin.
But I will say that the Price is Right moved along. It wasn't, some of those things can get a little bit, you know, it's like, okay, come on.
Well, you know what I hate? I've been at so many events where, okay, it's moving good. And they're like, boy, we really have to slow this down. And it's like, why? And it'd be like, because of concessions. We're not selling enough. Yeah. Whatever. Mm-hmm. And that's the part I don't like in doing events where they literally tell you, slow it down. Mm.
We kept, you know, and I want to talk about the Price is Right, but we kept that dog thing moving.
Oh. did we ever? did we do something wrong?
Because all of a sudden it's like we're looking at our watch thinking, this is supposed to last another hour. We're like, no, it's over.
I know.
And I think people enjoyed it. We got some great comments on that. But that... the price.
You know, somebody asked me. They said, "Minor, did you make up that story about the dog treat?" I did.
No, I told it in my class last night.
Yeah,
they were laughing. And I will say the only that's what I'm looking for cover I could give you, political cover I could give you on that is they weren't little cookies. They were large. They looked like regular cookies. They did. And usually dog biscuits are a little bit smaller.
It was the shape of a bone.
What did it taste like?
It tasted like a cookie that had no sugar and I don't know what else, but just as bland as possible. But it looked exactly like and you know what?
Again, it did.
I've done 8 million events, right?
Yeah.
This isn't the first one where some lady that was involved said, I'll make something for Johnny and the people working, and they bring you things at times, okay? That's happened a million times. Hey, by the way, if you guys doing this, here's some treats we got for you guys.
Maybe
happens all the
bring
time.
Bring it like on a plate with a cheeseburger.
But maybe on a plate covered in plastic.
Cellophane.
In cellophane. I don't know about you, Jim. I've had that dozens of times. So I assumed one of the people, I'm going to make that. We got homemade cookies for the people working here. I'm going to, it's right in front of me. It was like sitting
as
right
a
here.
Dog show, John.
And right here.
Right on the table next to the leashes. I don't, okay.
Next the other to thing, the cinnamon it, buns and the
nah,
vodka.
They were not different to them? No, those are, well, there was
By
vodka.
The way, that's the breakfast of champions right there.
Cinnamon buns and vodka.
Actually,
yeah.
That was the good part, but.
That's what I had for
but
breakfast.
But why would
vodka,
you eat?
Vodka, cinnamon bun,
and a dog treat.
And a dog biscuit.
If I bit into something that had no taste.
I didn't want to
but
change
it. But you kept eating.
You
were on your second one
cook.
When I went there.
I thought it was some lady there who was a terrible baker. That's what I thought. I swear to God, and I didn't want to say anything. Didn't I say it to you quietly?
You did. You whispered, hey, but you have these cookies?
These
I'm
cookies
like, no, John.
Suck.
Milton had one.
Oh, my
one.
God. I think they got no gluten
right.
or something. I don't even know what gluten tastes like.
You
I'll
did
be
say
honest.
That.
I don't even know what it tastes like.
Whatever.
But I just assumed that's what was missing.
All right.
Back after this.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
At Lakeland Care, we are passionate about creating a world we all want to live in. Lakeland Care supports frail elders and adults with disabilities through Wisconsin's Family Care Program. As a Lakeland Care member, you'll benefit from a dedicated care team that assists you in managing your health and daily activities. Our personalized support aims to improve your quality of life and help you maintain your independence. To find out if you qualify, contact your county's Aging and Disability Resource Center. To learn more about Lakeland Care, visit lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up, with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court. If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
Finally, a voice for real news and great conversation in the Fox Valley, WISS.
Great. I don't care. Okay, so Jim, what does Jim mean? Johnny's coat looks amazing today.
Well, because you had that dog treat, so your coat is nice.
Oh, okay. Got a nice sheen?
Nice sheen to it.
That's funny, Jim.
Actually, my people on Facebook were pretty funny. That... Who's a good boy? Johnny's a good boy.
That was funny.
Yeah. And I'm not trying to I'm goofy guy. That was like an actual legit thing.
Well, no.
And yeah. I didn't want to say anything because I felt bad for some lady who's a terrible cook.
Yeah, I don't know if it was that. In your defense, we hadn't eaten all day and it was 12:15, 12:30.
Yep.
I can see why you're a little bit hungry because she said you want to have lunch at Poke the Bear before. And we're like, we don't really have time and you want to have lunch after. It's like, nope, we got to get going. So anyway, that you were hungry. But you think you would have stopped after one bite? Like you must have really been hungry.
No, but you think you get like a bad one. Ooh, that was just one bad in the batch. Mm. Then I got halfway through that second one. That's when I realized, oh, this lady cannot cook.
You would have eaten it if I went to sat down. Because you said, did you have some of these?
Yeah, I would have finished it. Well, you hate to waste some. Yeah,
true.
I didn't want to
waste.
Insult somebody by having half-eaten cookies.
She could have been watching
you. I could
just
see some 82. Johnny, did you get those cookies for you? Did you? Oh, Martha, those are delicious.
That's
I'm going to take them home with me, though. Okay, Marshall?
It's the same lady that took my...
Your dog dish.
Your dog dish.
I still can't believe
she did.
He had his dog dish stolen.
I did.
Do you think somebody actually took it on purpose or they just didn't know that you were saving it?
It was right next to him.
It was right next to me.
And I turned away.
I turned away putting the leash on Milton because I took his leash off and I put on the Tito's leash because they were the sponsor of the event. And it was the whole thing was, I don't know, how long did it take? 30 seconds maybe? Was it less than a minute? And I put it on and she just came and grabbed the bowl.
Because I encouraged you to get one.
Yeah, I did.
Because you were saying, boy, those are beautiful. I said,
those are cool
one.
Bowls.
And the lady said, Jim, we've got one for you. Come on over here. There's one left. We got it for you. Here it is.
Exactly what she said. She says, come over to the table. We have one for you. There's one left. I'm like, that's cool. So then she handed it to me. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I had Milton with me. And the leash, I thought, I'll put the leash on right now. Set it down.
Just guessing that lady did not vote for you.
No, she said she did, but she was from DePere.
That's right. One of those.
All right, let's talk about our top craft pick, Todd.
Let's do it. It's going on right now. And if you have not voted for one of the 10 in Northeast Wisconsin, you got to do it. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick going on right now. We will announce the winner the week of the NFL draft here in Wisconsin. But these are all people making ciders, making brews, making wines. And all you need to do is go online right now to wgbw.fm or wiss.fm. Click on the top craft pick and you'll see all 10 participating sponsors. Old Bavarian Brewing Company in Appleton, Fifth Ward Brewing Company in Oshkosh, Timekeeper Distillery, Still Mank in Green Bay, New Denmark Distillery in Duck Creek Winery, Sturgeon Spirits in Oshkosh, Ledge Rock Distillery. Yesterday we had the Kerrigan Brothers Winery folks on, Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, and Captain's Walk Winery in Green Bay. Old Station 31 Spirits in Dale, I got to tell you this. So we have posters and some artwork that we're handing out to each of the sponsors, right? This place is actually in an old fire department, and they have such great.
Where is this done?
In Dale?
Where's Dale?
So it's west of Appleton.
Okay.
Okay. About, I would say, maybe 10, 15 minutes west of Appleton.
Okay.
Okay. Great location. Not only do you see where they're making their stuff, right, but they've got, like, really old fire equipment and stuff there
no
as well.
Kidding.
So it's almost like seeing a little museum on top of it.
Oh, I'd love to visit this place.
It's awesome. So those are the 10. You go online right now to vote. If you're in one of those locations, you can actually scan the QR code and vote right there.
And the reason we're calling it, what is the top craft pick, not draft pick, because it's the wine. And yesterday, that was good wine. This guy came in from the Kerrigan Brothers.
Yeah.
And I brought...
I'm going to grab that bottle real quick. I want to read the label of this one
bottle.
Well,
and I had a teach last night. We were talking about marketing. And I was just telling these students that, I mean, there's so many things this guy should be marketing. One is it's his recipes. And he's got like 41 different wines or something that he makes. And they private label. And
you guys.
What's that?
He's talking to our other guests.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
I think
our next guests think I'm going to tap this during the show.
I don't think we can do that.
I just want to talk about this from yesterday. I just think this is their artwork. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a wine connoisseur. Yeah. I buy my wine for $4 lots of times.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I try to be a little hoity-toity, I buy it based on the label.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you. And their artwork at Kerrigan's Winery is so cool in Freedom. But this is cherry wine with brandy spirits. So it's called a muddled old-fashioned wine. And I can't wait to try this. And that's what's so cool about these local breweries. They all have their own spin.
I was just saying that. It's his own recipe. And this tastes just like an old-fashioned. And you can add, you know, 7-Up or sweet or sour to it. But
yeah,
I bet it's good.
Everything else is right there.
Yeah. Anyway,
they do the muddling for you.
And March 15th, he's out in Freedom, and they've got like this Irish fest going on out there too, which is cool.
That's right.
And you know, Parallel 44, they're not part of our deal, but I know those people. And it's nice when you go out there and they have more than just, I mean, it's great to have the homemade beer, the homemade wine, but you know, when they can have an event as well, and that's just, and that's entrepreneurial. There's so many good things about that. So this is going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the Fifth Ward. I haven't been to that place. We should probably go to Oshkosh.
Todd's been there a million times, yeah, I know. I think.
Oh, my gosh. I have my own bar stool.
I bet you do.
There you go.
But this is fun. I want to get to, I'm gonna make a vow before the NFL draft.
23rd.
We're going to visit every one of these places.
We can do that.
We're going to stop in, say hello. Right. Maybe sample a little something. I know you don't do that, but I will sample a little something for you.
I'll drive. Because the week before, let's get it done the week before so we can kind of promote it that last week.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So let's go to all 10 of these craft places before tax day.
When's that?
15th of April, right?
Okay.
That sounds good because the 18th is where it's cut off. And here's the thing. When you vote online through our website, you go into a drawing to win $250 worth of gift cards from all of these. So $25.
Awesome.
So if you've never been.
That's a great prize.
Absolutely.
It is. This is going to be fun. Yeah, we'll definitely have it done by the 15th. We can probably do it sooner than that.
But yeah, but first of all, Kerrigan, that family, Freedom, Wisconsin, you got to step in. How many different types do they have?
Like we're talking 41?
41 or 43 or something
like
that.
And this is, I don't know what's I don't know what's all in there, but that stuff that he gave me last night that I brought to class was cherry and like blueberry. And he makes his own concoctions, yeah, which is
and
really,
it's all
really
locally
cool.
Grown.
It is. He sources all his stuff as much as he can locally.
Right.
So that supports, and he does his own labeling, which he's got his label machine in there. I was surprised when he said
okay,
that.
Okay. You know what? Okay. Okay. I would love to make grappa. Off my grandma's recipe.
Oh, we should call it. What was her name?
Nona, right?
Nona?
Oh, just, okay.
Nona's grappa.
And then have like,
What? I don't even know what Nona's real name. I'm trying to think.
Okay, well,
we'll have
a picture in there that will have the jail bars in front of it.
Oh, my God.
That's not a bad idea, actually.
That could work. That could work. Get the billboards out there holding the bars, you know?
Let ye cast the first stone.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
We're done here. 93.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. One person has died following an officer-involved shooting in Fond du Lac County Monday night. Deputies were called to the 6300 block of Cherrywood Drive about someone with a felony warrant who had a handgun. The person did not follow commands to comply, and one deputy fired a non-lethal weapon. The suspect later showed what deputies believed to be a firearm. The second deputy shot the suspect, who later died at a hospital. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation is looking into the event. All law enforcement officers were wearing body cams. The largest Flag Day parade in the country with over 50,000 spectators will take place in Appleton on Saturday, June 14th. The City of Appleton Parades Committee is now accepting applications for the 74th Appleton Flag Day Parade. It's also accepting applications for the Memorial Day Parade on May 26th. The deadline to apply to be in either parade is April 15th. See our story at WISS.FM for more information and links. The program and equipment from Project Lifesaver helped a Wisconsin police department locate a lost child. Derek Tritz has details.
Equipment from Project Lifesaver was key in locating a lost youth this past weekend, according to the Plover Police Department. They were found in a dumpster behind a gas station by Officer Travis Sutton. The child has cognitive disabilities that make them prone to wandering into potentially dangerous situations. Project Lifesaver provided them with a small personal transmitter that allowed the local Project Lifesaver agency to locate the child and send a trained emergency response team to the child's general location. Within an hour of being notified, the child was safely helped out, treated for cold exposure, and returned to their family.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Awards season is in the home stretch, with the Oscars less than a week away. The 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are in the books and could give us some hints for next week's Oscar broadcast. Timothée Chalamet and Demi Moore took home the awards for Best Male and Female Actor in a Leading Role in the Feature Film category. Conclave won the Outstanding Performance by a Cast in a Motion Picture. Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actress went to Zoe Saldana for Amelia Perez. Kieran Culkin won Outstanding Performance by a Supporting Actor for his role in A Real Pain. Outstanding Performance by a lead actor in a limited series went to Colin Farrell for his role in The Penguin, and Jessica Gunning won the same award for her role in Baby Reindeer. Switching to comedy, Jean Smart took home the Best Female Acting Award for Hacks, and Martin Short won in the same category for a male actor for Only Murders in the Building. Only Murders also won Best Ensemble in a Comedy. Outstanding Performance by an Ensemble in a Drama Series went to Shogun. Not a huge surprise there. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, highs around 43. Chance of snow or rain tonight, a low of 32. Could see some patchy fog as well. For Wednesday, rain and snow likely, highs in the low 40s. For Thursday, partly sunny, 41, and 40 on your Friday.
Right now, 35.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house, they got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trigvi Olsen joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so well put.
And that matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Maggie Dawn.
Superintendent Brittany Kinzer is endorsed by Moms for Liberty. What threats are posed to your kids' education by the candidate for the superintendency? We discuss with Dan Schaefer at 2:30.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
Ready.
While the teams get ready to choose their top draft pick, you can help Mino and the Mayor choose their top craft pick.
Northeast Wisconsin is home to amazing breweries, wineries, cideries, and distilleries, and we need your help picking the best.
We've drafted 10 of our favorites, but which local craft beverage creator will go to number one? That's up to you. Mino and the Mayor's top craft pick, drafting Northeast Wisconsin's finest one sip at a time. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
It's $10,000 fine.
Hey, welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM WGBW in Green Bay, 98.3 and 96.5 FM WISS in Appleton and Oshkosh. Of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. Got another text here. Good morning, John. Could you give me some advice? What kind of wine would you pair it with? Dog biscuits? Asking for a friend. Do you know what they're talking
that
about?
That is
about that. No clue.
We hosted, MC'd a dog show.
Dog rescue.
A dog thing. Oh. It's for a rescue, the adoption. And they had it at the Northland Hotel, which is
Saturday.
Unbelievable that they had that upstairs there. You know, the nicest hotel north of Milwaukee. And Johnny and I had to judge that. And so a couple dogs came out and we had took a little bit of a break. And during the break, John walked around. I walked around, and I came back, and he said, "Did you eat these cookies? Do you aren't they a little bland?" I'm like, "John, those are dog biscuits," and they were. And he was on a second one, which like is a little weird.
It looked like a real cookie. Like a homemade cookie.
It did. Exactly. They were larger. They weren't like little biscuits. They were larger. They did. I will say that, but they were also next to the dog leashes and between the dog bowls
and the vodka. And,
it was sponsored by Tito, so there was vodka there.
Did you think it was
there.
Chocolate chips?
I thought it was chocolate chips.
It did. It looked like that. It did.
I did.
It did. But wouldn't you have taken a bite and said, ugh? But he ate one, and he was on a second one when I sat down. I'm like, what are you doing, man? Because these are terrible. I'm like, that's because they're dog biscuits. So I gave it to Milton. Anyway, that's what
he did. He didn't like it either.
He did, too. We enjoy promoting things in our listing area. So we've done stuff in Oshkosh, live EAA. Of course, Appleton's got it going on all the time. And
you
we've
bet.
Been on there for some events. And
we're so impressed with everything.
We are.
The way that community comes together in Appleton.
You have a big event coming up. I want to talk about this. We have
some time,
but it's going to go quick.
Harriet Redman, Fox City's Kids Expo, Lacey Callup, North Shore Bank, the presenting sponsor.
So this expo for kids is more than just an expo, face painting and games. It's actually a resource that people can learn more about all the things that are offered. And I just want to thank the bank because you can't do this stuff without money and without a sponsor. And well, I want to get to you and why you chose this, but first tell us a little bit more about the event.
When he says you, he means you, Lacey.
Yeah, okay, fine. I'll just sit
there. That's not a great way to be like, we'll get to you. We'll just sit there.
I think it's great. And you get asked.
You damn bankers.
No.
You always want to own the room.
Bankers get asked to sponsor everything every day. And I'd like to know, and I want to thank you, but why you chose this. But can we first?
But what is it?
Yep.
Yeah. So it's the 7th annual Kids Expo downtown Appleton this Saturday.
Event.
You bet. And it is adventure. It's education. And it is fun. So we have over 67 exhibitors who are ready to engage the kids in all kinds of fun activities.
Jim said you had them memorized. Is that true? On that list you
she gave me the list of 67. She goes, I said, you want this list to
should
reference?
I know them all. Yeah.
I know. So I said,
you're a quizzer.
Who's number 43?
Who's in booth 52? Well, I'll tell you who's in there. The Outagamie County Health and Human Services is in booth 52.
Yeah, that's a good example. Who's in one in nine?
You think you'd have these in numerical order.
It's North Shore Bank.
Huh? Oh,
it's North Shore Bank. So it's
that's
it was a trick question.
Okay.
But as soon as you hit the exhibit hall, you're going to see Lacey and North Shore Bank. But you're going to see a whole lot more, including a live stage with Randy Peterson.
Oh, he's great.
Love him.
Huge favorite with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
And a new guy this year is Mr. Pickles.
I don't know him.
You don't know Mr. Pickles. Well, come to the expo and you will be entertained by
and be
Mr.
like, who's
Pickles?
That creepy old guy walking around the expo by himself?
Gee, that's Mr. Pickles.
And then we got
kind of following
man looking for Mr. Pickles.
You are.
Hey, kid, you know where Mr. Pickles is?
kids. Well,
then if you don't find Mr. Pickles, you'll run into Magical Rondini.
Oh!
And he has his bombastic bubble show. So,
oh, you guys got it going on.
We have
here.
It going on. There's
plus
a lot
the entire
of
family.
Things. Yeah. And we got some new stuff, too. So, like Fox World Travel, oh. They're coming. And we're excited about them because it's fun for families to travel. So we want to get them in front of
awesome.
Some kids.
Look at the stuff you have there. This Fox Valley Safe Sleep Coalition. I mean, mm-hmm. That's going to be interesting because kids need to sleep.
Yeah.
They need to be safe.
Yeah, so, absolutely.
The child care resource and referral. You a lot of great things on here.
Yeah.
So tell me about the hours and who mm-hmm. goes? Families, kids?
Yeah.
Who's there?
It's from 9 to 2 on Saturday at the Exhibition Center downtown Appleton.
This Saturday,
this
March
Saturday,
1st.
Yeah. Okay. And you want to come because it's free. Families
nice.
Don't have to pay anything. There's nobody there selling them anything, except we do have some concessions run by a nonprofit. The Wisconsin Cadets will have hot dogs and hamburgers. And Culver's is another sponsor, and they are providing custard. So
nice.
Right there is a great reason to
we
come.
We want to get Kurt on here, Culver. Did you see just
Craig.
Recently? Craig Culver.
Craig, yep.
Craig, I'm sorry, Craig Culver. Mr. Culver to me. They did all this cheeseburger contest. Mm-hmm. Did you see that? It was like, I think it was national
yeah.
or something.
And, yep.
You know, they had that five brothers and they had, he won. Culver's, the best cheeseburger.
Yeah,
I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig Culver.
Yeah.
Great guy. Just like North Shore.
Didn't they just expand somewhere, like outside of Wisconsin?
They are outside of Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
And they've got it going on. And when you hear him, you talk to him about what's the, you know, your success. I mean, what made your company so successful? And you think, well, you know, we're buying right, or we've got some some processing, some operations that make us more efficient. It's like, we just treat people with a smile. You know, just very, very, like the stuff your parents told you. No magic to his business.
Didn't we have somebody in here that used to babysit for him?
Yeah.
Remember that?
I don't
we
know.
Did. No,
I don't
there
know.
Was a yeah. connection. There was
There's
an connection to Craig Culver.
I just want to read some of the booths here. These
okay.
are, some of these are like, wow, they kind of catch your eye. Bikers Against Child Abuse.
Yes.
They're so cool.
Oh,
tell me about this.
Yeah, the kids love them. Lacey, go ahead.
No.
They bring their motorcycles, and kids can sit on the motorcycles. Of course, parents love to take pictures. But they are, that's a biking group, motorcycle biking, that raises money and puts it toward fighting child abuse.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, it's great.
Another one here.
You might not think that when you see a
that's
gang.
No,
I think that's really cool for them, too.
And they're in their leather.
Right.
You know,
that's awesome.
They're bikers.
Yeah.
Love that. One other one here. Human trafficking awareness.
Yeah. So Fax World Travel is bringing that. It's also a gift from Kiwanis as a PSA. To make people aware of human trafficking, especially as we're approaching the NFL draft.
Oh, absolutely. That's a big topic right now.
It is.
But, I mean, it's great that you're addressing this at the Kids Expo.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's something that needs to get out without scaring people. They should be kind of scared because it happens here.
Did you see that we're also having the Laundry Gal? This is a woman who started a business washing clothes for families. Kids are going to be involved in her booth. I think she's matching socks and throwing underwear in a basket or something.
Top of the third page here. The Laundry Gal.
Yeah, so she's new. And so we got a combination of new businesses and organizations and people that are passionate about kids and what they need as well as their families. And that's why Kiwanis is the host.
Okay, I'm going to circle one just to see if there is a misprint or if not.
Okay.
Go ahead and explain this.
Go for it.
The one that's circled.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Life Centers of Wisconsin.
What is it? Nice.
Yeah.
You know,
is the Life Centers of Wisconsin?
Well, they will be helping us understand some of the myths about lice and how to take care of it, how to prevent it. I'm not sure what kind of game they're bringing.
Okay.
But as I've said, if they hand you a hat, don't take it.
I got one more here, and I'll let you go with the whole thing. J&R Aquatic Animal Rescue. There's a lot of animal rescues like we dealt with Saturday, but aquatic.
Yeah. So they bring snakes and lizards and things like that.
Nope.
Is your girlfriend Lisa Hale going
to
be there?
I will talk to Lisa Hale. She'll probably want to
Lisa's our news director. Okay.
Oh.
She has two pet snakes and a pet tarantula.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. You know what? I when you read through that, and it's kind of sad, some of the stuff, right? The whole sex abuse, trafficking, you know, it's like when we were there, it was always, you know, stop, drop, and roll. You know, it was, and it, but just keeping up with the times. I'll give you a lot of credit for your organization. And
that's a great point.
It is. Things have changed. I don't know if they've changed or become more aware. You know, I always wonder if, like, was that going on when we were kids, but we just didn't talk about it? But this is great for an awareness for parents and for kids, right? Plus, they have some fun with this thing. I want to talk about the bank.
Can I throw out one more, though? Just one more. Last one, I promise. Fork Farms.
Oh, yes. We are so excited. Our theme this year is growing together.
Okay.
So we reached out to Fork Farms to bring their farms. Now,
what is it?
It's a hydroponic farming system that they put into schools and all kinds of places where, with water and light, they grow vegetables in their farms.
It's
awesome.
Isn't that great how community farms have become such a thing? We got a great friend runs a vet farm up in Door County, DC Farm for Vets. Same type of thing. And teaching a lot of these people where they're actually putting together gardens for more, you know, gardening and growing has become such a big thing.
Yeah, but she's talking about this hydroponics is really cool.
I don't know what that means.
Like, I know.
I didn't know. You had no idea whether or not I knew that.
Kind of looking at
I might have done a science project on that.
Okay, John.
We would have guessed that you didn't know it yet.
Water.
Yep. Okay, so it's water. Go. And the fish are swimming in the water.
Oh, God.
And then,
this isn't that thing with those guppies with your feet, is it?
No. That was different.
Did you ever hear about that?
That is great. I did that.
Have you did that?
Yeah, I did that in Vegas.
That would drive me insane. All right. If you want to torture me, do that to me.
It is amazing.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
I have not done that.
You know what they're talking about,
though,
right?
I do. Yeah. It tickle.
Very cool. But then the fish, they go to the bathroom, and then that water goes up and circles through. That's the nutrition. Fertilizer goes back up, and the plants are up there. So it's just this hydroponics. It's just
a
cycle.
I've never heard of this before in my life.
You got to come and see
it. I think they have home kits for that now. I mean, there's people who raise.
You can buy these farms. Yeah.
There's companies that raise that for restaurants, and they're the great fish, and it's hydroponics, so it's the
and
circle.
And schools use it for.
Right.
Food in their cafeteria.
Did not know this.
Yeah.
Harriet Redmond, Fox City's Kids Expo, Lacey Calip, North Shore Bank, the presenting sponsor. Why did you get involved with this, Lacey?
Well, we got involved, really, because, I mean, we've been around over 100 years, and it just makes sense. We're a community bank, so why not get involved with Fox City's Kiwanis?
Were you like one of the first, over 100 years?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Wow.
She doesn't look it, does she?
No, she doesn't. That's cool.
No.
That is. I know that.
Do you guys have any of the original banks still standing, do you know?
Oh, that's a good question.
I love old buildings. Like, we go to the Heights down here, Heights Pub and Parlor, and it used to be a jewelry store. So, like, the vault is like one of their liquor things. And I love when they restore these kind of places.
Right.
Cool City Brewery in Two Rivers, we were there to do the Price is Right game show Saturday night. And Cool City Brewery bought a bank, and one of the places where you can have private parties is the vault.
Yeah.
And the door is there, and that door's got to be, what, 18 inches or 16 inches, maybe?
Fox Valley Veterans Association.
They had a party down there.
Yeah.
They had a party in Oshkosh. Same thing, former bank. Yeah. Maybe it was the North Shore Bank. It was over 100 years old.
Yeah, so it was cool. In Shorewood by some teachers is where it really started. Wow.
Really?
Yeah, it was really kind of cool.
And have you, 7 years, where have you been a presenting sponsor? Because presenting sponsor means you write out the biggest check. Thank you for that.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I think that's great that you're doing this.
And how'd you pick this one?
Right, because you asked to do stuff every day.
How many days? Dozens. Yeah.
I think this is the one. Kiwanis is obviously just a really good group to work with. Harriet's been amazing to work with. But I don't know how many years we've been doing this.
Well, you started as a stage sponsor.
Yes.
And then graduated up to presenting sponsor.
Yeah,
least 4 years, but I'm guessing maybe six.
That's great.
We just kind of saw how it was going and building and growing. And
or other people taking part. What great.
Yeah.
Just advertising if nothing else, getting out there and showing what a part of the community you are.
And there may be some people attending that maybe don't have a lot of resources, and your sponsorship lets it to be free.
Yes. That's the idea. And every year the theme changes. So like this year with Growing Together, we are able to, grow money in our booth. So every year we get to do something different.
The thing with the fish again?
if you got a money tree, stick around. We're going to go to break and we're going to find out.
Hold that thought.
Grow money.
We have to break, get some great text here. We have real cookies for you, John, the ladies at Vintage Rose, which is a phenomenal place.
And this is a great segment, and that's by Dorleen Walls. Thank you guys for being in here. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Baby, a new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, WISS.
Olson Legal Group is a local veteran-owned company with offices in Oshkosh and Berlin. It's always the right time to make an estate plan, and Olson Legal Group covers all your bases. From wills, trust, and non-probate transfers to powers of attorney for financial and health care, Olson Legal Group will ensure your wishes are honored and your loved ones are cared for. Plan today for peace of mind tomorrow. Call Olson Legal Group today at 920-230-7020 or olsonlegalgroup.com.
It's Amanda with your new WISCO 411, sharing events of all varieties throughout the Valley and greater Green Bay area, especially ones that provide support and hope. Tuesdays between February 4th and March 11th from 6 till 7:30 p.m. at the Hyde Family Community Center, individuals can meet together for the Survivors of Suicide Loss Support Group. It's meant to be an open and safe place to share and connect with others. Registration is required as the groups are small. So for more information, go to wiss.fm and click events.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Like that text there, DeLorean Walls. Says this is a great segment. DeLorean was in here yesterday. What a great organization. Oh, they've got
Brothers Helping Brothers.
Brothers they Helping got it going Brothers. On. They yep. are awesome. Yep. Well, right now we're at Harriet Redman, Fox City's Kids Expo. And actually, Harriet, you're representing Kiwanis.
I am, this. Yes. I'm a member of Kiwanis along with about 55 other
great organization.
Amazing members.
Well, great organization. And Lacey Callup, North Shore Bank, the presenting sponsor. Lacey, we're talking about some of the reasons you get. I mean, again, how many places, requests you guys might get. Mm-hmm. What are some of the ways you look at vetting them or saying, okay, here's where we want to put our 100-year-old name on and be associated with? How do you make that decision sometimes?
Yeah, it's really, you know, who are we going to make the biggest impact with? Who are we going to be able to, you know, really make a difference? And, you know, with being able to do this, it does keep the event free for kids.
Which is awesome.
Yeah, great. So I think that's
the biggest. Because I'm going to be honest with you on something. We won't mention any names. And we're not good. But sometimes we'll have a thing, and it's kids. And it's like, you know, $30. And it's like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Now, we've all got kids and grandkids, and it's like, huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what you offer, what I like about this event, and thank you again for sponsoring this. I know you had, 47 locations. You're a big bank, but with 47 locations, you get asked probably 47 times a week to help something or someone. And it's hard to say no, but you have to, or you have to have like Johnny said earlier, you must have some kind of
vetting
that's got to go through, which is make the biggest, largest impact. But this event, and Harriet, I want to talk to you a little bit more about how it's not just for kids. I mean, these adults are going to learn a lot when they visit these booths.
Absolutely, yes.
So very adult themes.
Adult themes, yes. As you said, human trafficking and lots of important information about early childhood, parenting, services that are available in the community. And I think one of the things that people walk away with, especially the adults, is how proud they are of their community.
Absolutely. Right.
And pride. Pride and comfort and security that their community has them, that there are places that
back.
They can reach out and now they know people. They've met somebody. They know these people are human and
well, they've got that connection now.
They've got a connection. Exactly.
And I think sometimes we might drive someplace, but like the Boys and Girls Club, they've got a booth there. And that is a great, great place. Now, I haven't been to the one in Appleton, but I mean, I used to work at the one in Green Bay. And I don't know what your price, but it's like $5 a year, which is not a lot of money. Yeah. And what they do with the homework, I think people just think you play basketball there, which they do. Mm-hmm. But there's so much more what they can learn there. And they have these
mixing. And they've kept up with the times.
Oh, my God. I was just going to say, they got this mixing studio where they can do like videos with music, podcasts. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Anyway, and that's cool that they're there. And you can go talk to them because you're really not going to walk into the building and say, can you
talk to receptionist, make an appointment.
Yeah, and they and Big Brothers Big Sisters, the Boys and Girls Brigade, they're there for our youth. And when adults see, wow, we've got all this, the kids are having a good time, but the parents are taking in lots of information, whether it's they get a brochure or they meet somebody or they just get the total impression that
Here. Something might really spark an interest with them in this whole list of things.
Yeah, and it's not just services, but when you go in and you see what Myron Corporation is doing, it's because you see Myron all over
the construction,
but they're there too, and that means that they also care for kids, and they're there because there's a career there.
Huge. I think they got ahead of the game a little bit in regards to, okay, we might be foreseeing a labor shortage down the road, which is now here, and they have been proactive on getting ahead of that.
Yes.
And encouraging kids for the trades and really encouraging young women to get involved with these.
Oh, and they've got a cool, it's called a Craniac.
Yeah.
You write it or you, I don't know what you do with it, but it looks really cool. And I think the kids are going to know immediately what to do with that.
Absolutely.
That's the cool part of this event is the kids can do an activity and something, and then the parents can go and talk to somebody and have, you know, something they can learn. I love that part.
Lisa, I was going to ask you that. Is there any one of those things, anything in your life or family's life or anything where you say to yourself, man, I wish we had this because this is something I could have used or my kids could have used or somebody could have used of all these different entities that are a part of this? Is there anyone that really stood out for you when they came to you?
Well, I'm really glad I didn't have to go to the lice one.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know what the theory was? When I was little kid, you said they have to wash the kid's hair in kerosene.
Ugh.
Doesn't that sound like the worst thing in the world?
He's from Nagani.
Well, Nagani, that's what they did.
But you know, they have the police department there, which is always cool for kids.
The police are tremendously supportive. And not only are they supportive, but Kiwanis has a program called Kiwanis and Cops and Kids. And it's a reading program where kids and police get connected at community venues. And they read books, and then they hand out the books for free.
Yeah.
Again, the Kiwanis project, but it's very visible.
Something they had when we were there is the martial arts people are there.
Love them, too.
Everybody. And you don't have to be, they can take the scrawniest kid right here and teach him how to do martial arts. That's just a great thing to get exposed to. Mm-hmm. A lot of things on there, 67 booths. You can talk to the people. The real person from that organization is there, so you can get good information and if your child wants to get aligned with something, or if you as an adult feel like you're missing something or you want to learn more about it, you can do it all
Saturday.
Some of
those things, though, Jim, I think some of those things, like when my kids are little or yours, like the human trafficking and some of those things is much of an adult thing. You almost want them to know about it.
Yeah. You got to talk about it.
You know?
You got to talk about it. Sad, but you just...
Who, what, when, and where? One more time, please.
Saturday, March 1st. That's this Saturday from 9 in the morning till 2 at the Fox City's Exhibition Center, downtown Appleton.
Presented by North Shore Bank.
Outstanding.
All right, thank you both for what you're doing.
You're both going to be there?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Who gets to drive that cool little bug?
That's me.
That's an awesome car.
Yeah, thanks.
Sisters and Brothers of People with Disabilities.
Yeah, that's an organization I started about 25 years ago for kids and adults who have brothers and sisters with disabilities. It's called WisconSibs, and that's my bug.
We got to get around to talking about
that. Yeah, we'll get you back.
Harriet, no disrespect, but would you get off your butt and do something for the community?
Yeah, okay.
Come on. You guys are awesome.
Thank you for coming in.
We'll talk more about this week, okay? Get everybody out there on Saturday.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, for being here. It's been a fun day. We'll be back again tomorrow morning. My name is the Mayor. See ya.
From Oshkosh to Neenah, this is 98.3 WISS. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, maternal mortality rates are on the rise across the country. Dr. Kristen Lierley is here to explain it all. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Later tonight, House Republicans are planning to hold a floor vote on their budget blueprint. If passed, it would start the process to advance President Trump's overall agenda. The bill includes money for border security, tax cuts, energy reform, no tax on tips, and other items. More threats from Elon Musk and his demand that federal workers respond to his email telling him what it is exactly that they do from week to week or risk being fired.
Overnight, Musk not backing down, posting on social media that workers can't expect that email to go out again, writing, failure to respond a second time will result in termination.
ABC's Rachel Scott on Capitol Hill. Some agencies told their workers not to respond to the email. Others told them they should respond. President Trump calling Musk's initial email genius. 1,100 workers at Starbucks are going to be laid off as the company restructures and shrinks its menu. The move will not affect baristas. 13 Starbucks drinks are being eliminated. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with